Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, flying solo this week. Brian is out, bringing you another countdown of the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every week at earshot-online.com. If you head on over to that website, you can find the national top 50, top 30 charts from all the reporting stations. There's interviews, reviews, loads more, and specialty charts that include folk, rock, jazz, and blues. You want to go over and check it out. All kinds of stuff there for you. And we're online as well. You can get a hold of us a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. Of course, this week we're continuing our chats with some folks who are going to be at the Shivering Songs Festival. If you're not familiar with the festival, we ran a contest and we have posted our winner to the Facebook page. So thank you very much to everyone who entered the contest for Shivering Songs. And it's happening in Fredericton, and it is the 22nd to the 25th of January. So if you're listening to this show in a rebroadcast position, if you didn't get your tickets, then make sure you get them for next year. It's a really great show. All kinds of great musicians and artists that will be there. This show, we're talking with Owen Pallett, who's going to be performing at the Shivering Songs Festival, and also has a host of other dates that are coming along with him as well. And we chat with Sean Michaels, an author who will be at the Storyteller and Songwriters event at the Shivering Songs Festival. You're going to want to hear about his book, Us Conductors. You'll also hear from Stephen Karlick, of course. He's got your music news for the week and some interesting stories, some weird stuff. I'm not going to lie to you, some of the stuff this week was pretty weird, so prep yourself for that. But we've got your music news plus the top 20. You're not going to want to miss it. You're going to want to keep it locked here for the next 2 hours as we bring you all of this great music that we have on the charts. Of course, it wouldn't be a shake-up week if there wasn't a new number one, and there is a new number one, dethroning TV on the Radio from last week. Of course, all kinds of new music, and we talk about this every week, Brian and I, talking about all kinds of new music that is making its way onto the charts and making it out into the land of music, if that is a real thing. But we've got all kinds of new stuff entering the charts this week. I'll tell you about some of the debuts, and of course, later on, we'll give you the lowdown as well. So we're going to kick things off right now with number 20. Coming in after that will be, you'll hear from Deer Hoof and AM Static, but first you're going to hear from Stars and their album No One Is Lost. You're going to hear a track called You Keep Coming Up. Here it is right now. You're number 20, down from number 19 last week. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
We move in circles, we move in straight lines, we play across the beat.
We play in strict time.
I got a synthesizer.
We've got binoculars.
I'll pretend I am him.
Okay, I'll make like I am her.
When you got it, it's not the way you want it to be. When you got it, it's not the way you want it to be. When you got it, it's not the way you want it to be. You gotta give it away so you can get it for free. Get it for free. When you got it, it's not.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19. Shot 20. Number 18.
Thank you.
That was Oh Bummer by Deerhoof, their album La Isla Bonita, and they are up to the 18th position from 29 last week on the charts. In before that was AM Static and Breakout. You heard that song from their newest album, A Life Well Lived. They're re-entering the charts at number 19, and kicking off that set of three, kicking off the show, was a song called You Keep Coming Up from Stars and their album No One Is Lost at number 20, down from 19 the week before. It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We're going to take a break from the charts as we head to the phone lines in a segment that we bring you every week, and it is the music news of the week. Brought to you by Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine, a friend of ours, and he is the senior editor there. And Stephen, welcome back to the program this week.
Thank you.
I always wonder what would ever happen if you ceased to be on the program. I think I'd be lost.
So would I.
Well, then let's just make sure it happens. Let's keep it going. So
All right. We'll
kick things off with some news about an East Coast artist that I know that many of our listeners on the East Coast will be familiar with, and that is Joel Plaskett. Some great news for Joel Plaskett fans.
Yes, and that is that he's putting out a new album, and it is titled The Park Avenue Sobriety Test. After more than two decades in the music business, the East Coast icon will spend the coming months doing what he does best, releasing that album and then supporting it with a tour. The album itself will be out on March 17th through Pheromone Recordings, and a press release asks some questions, quote, is it the name of a band, a metaphor, a Dartmouth rite of passage, an acronym? It's a bit of all those and a bit of a mystery, too, all in reference to the Park Avenue Sobriety Test, which I joked earlier this week sounds a little bit like the Kinks album, The Village Green Preservation Society. So there's that. I said it sounds like a Canadian version of that.
Hopefully no lawsuits.
There you go. Either way, the album was created by the songwriter and his longtime touring band, The Emergency, not to mention past members of the group, along with one-time members of his old project, Thrush Hermit. Other guests include Mo Kenny, Tim Brennan, J.P. Cormier, and others. The tracklist is available on Exclaim.ca. You can also hear the first song from it, titled after the album, The Park Avenue Sobriety Test, as well as the cover of the album and more at Exclaim.ca. Tour dates coming up. He's playing a ton of Canadian dates, including every single one of the provinces. So if you live in Canada and not one of the territories, unfortunately, you will be able to see him in the coming months between April 28th and June 4th.
He's a guy who I feel has it down to a science of, you know, album, tour, and knows where to hit and where the crowds will draw. And, of course, he'll be in St. John, New Brunswick, where this show is recorded and broadcast from, and then all of our syndicate partners. And you can check out those tour dates online at exclaim.ca. And awesome, awesome artist. So excited to see what this album will bring.
Mm-hmm. And more album news coming up as well. Tons of albums now that the year has kind of entered full swing. Toro y Moi has announced a new album coming out. On January 19th, Chaz Bundick, the guy behind Toro y Moi, announced plans to release a new album from the project called What For? He shared full details for the release, which will comprise 10 songs, all recorded at Bundick's home in Berkeley, and features contributions from Unknown Mortal Orchestra's Ruben Nielsen, as well as Julian Lynch. In a press release, the artist explained that he's attempting to branch out and explore the boundaries of genre. Quote, I've done electronic R&B and more traditional recorded-type R&B stuff, he said. I just wanted to see what else was out there. It's all coming from the same mindset and point of creativity. It's just me trying to take what I already have and then take it further. The album will come out on April 7th through Car Park Records, and its first single is called Empty Nesters, and it's kind of like a psych rock kind of tune, which is funny coming from him, given, like he said, his R&B background. It's a really cool song. You can hear it on Exclaim.ca, and you can see the track list for the new album, What For.
And we'll see if that album cracks the charts with us. Probably will. We've seen Toro y Moi on the charts before, so we'll look forward to that. One more story to bring before we get back to the music, and that is some news about Haim.
Yeah, not a new album yet, but apparently Haim are back in the studio with producer Ariel Rechtshade. Este, Alana, and Danielle, the trio of sisters, won over critics in the mainstream alike with their debut in 2013, and now they started to tease the fact that a new album might be out soon. Back in the summer, Exclaim reported that the band was writing on tour and had plans to hit the studio for record number two. Alana promised that the very next album wouldn't come, quote, in 6 years, but rather that fans could expect it very soon. Now, Estee has tweeted a photo confirming that the band are in the studio. The photo, of course, shows Ariel Rexhade at his computer doing production, presumably on the album. Rexhade worked on the band's debut and also did work with Vampire Weekend, and he's worked with people like Beyonce, Madonna, and Kylie Minogue. So definitely cool stuff coming from that. And of course, I reported last week on this very show that he was photographed in the studio with Carly Rae Jepsen. So a lot on his plate and some cool stuff coming up, hopefully.
Yeah, I really like Haim. They're a great band and their previous work was really good. I really enjoyed the album. So we'll see what they deliver this time around, if they are in fact working on an album. All right, we will get back to the charts and we'll stick around. We'll get you to stick around, Stephen, because we'll have you back in the second hour of the program for some more music news. Some things coming up that I find a bit disturbing. We'll talk about that shortly. Right now, though, back to the charts. And up next is Nancy Pants, down to 17 from 11 the week before. For you're going to hear a song called Duke of IRL from the album Total. And after that is Spoon River, up to 16 from 23 last week. Spectres is the name of the song you're going to hear from the album The New Sun, Ah Hotel. Stick around, there's more on the way. Here's Nancy Pants right now. You're number 17 on the Earshot 20.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 16.
It's the Earshot 20, and counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out the website. Countdown's going along good. We're going to take a break from the charts right now, head to the phone lines, and chat with Owen Pallett. He was no stranger to the charts in 2014, actually taking the 15th most played album across Canadian campus and community radio last year, and you heard that on our top 20 of 2014 countdown a couple of weeks ago. Owen's joining us on the line. We're going to chat a little bit about the album and what's coming up in 2015. And Owen, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, and yourself?
I'm terrific. I'm in St. John's, Newfoundland. I'm just eating at a place called the Hummus House. Hummus Hut? Happy Hummus Hut. I just had some raw rice rolls. They were delicious.
Awesome. It sounds like 2015 is already off to a good start.
Yeah, it's still in that kind of like, I'm going to live my life better phase. So that's why we're at the Happy Hummus Hut.
So you've got some shows that you're going to be doing, and you came off some shows in 2014, and you're already back onto it. And Fredericton, New Brunswick is one of your stops for Shivering Songs. And for those listeners who've been following us for the last couple of weeks, they were had a chance to enter a contest with us, and we've been talking about Shivering Songs. So I guess I want to ask, what can fans expect from a live Owen Pallett show?
Well, I wish I could tell you that we were doing something special or new, but we're actually just kind of doing the show that we've been doing. I mean, we haven't actually been playing all that long. It feels like the tour has been going on forever because the record came out like 7 months ago, but we actually only toured it 4 months last year, and the rest of the time I was out with Arcade Fire. But yeah, I've got a three-piece band, and the shows are very fast and intense and kind of run the gamut from some older material to some newer material. But yeah, right now we're kind of like, I'm probably at our proggiest. Like, I don't think we're ever really going to be quite so tech metal as we are these days.
And I want to get to chatting about In Conflict, which is your most recent album that you put out in 2014. It was actually on the charts with us for our top 200 of 2014 countdown. But before we get to that, I just want, with the Oscars around the corner, I thought it'd be neat to get your insight as to what it was like to be nominated, because I know you were nominated for the score that you write for Spike Jonze's Her last year, and what that experience was like.
It was inconsequential. I don't want to sound like unappreciative, but the whole process was not a big blip. sorry. In general, I don't, you know, I mean, most people who are working in our field, we're not kind of working towards those sort of accolades. I guess there are some people who do, but it's just not the way that I've worked. And so the whole going going to LA, getting in a suit and going to an award ceremony was more of a chore than it was a pleasure. But the party afterwards was really amazing catering. That was a good part.
Do you have anybody coming to you now asking you about doing more more film scores?
Yeah, and in fact, that's been kind of the best part, is that it's been a little easier to convince producers of films that I want to work on, that, you know, I'm kind of like a that I'm actually a real film composer and can score your film. But it's, you know, and so that's been a good thing. But there's, yeah, I haven't had too many more gigs. I've been kind of focusing on touring this record and playing shows and, you know, hopefully working on a new one.
And so what was 2014 like after you released In Conflict? I know you had you were talking about having having some shows, but not doing too much. But what was 2014 like after you put out that album?
Well, it kind of came in like a weird phase. Like immediately following the record, I was really overworked and kind of a, like in a bit of a mental bad spot. And then around September, when I was really able to focus on just making my own music and getting back to my own sort of world, things started to take off for me again. I started to feel a little more in my skin. But yeah, it was a really, really intense. There were 16 months where I just wasn't home at all, like for more than 3 days at a time. So it was pretty overwhelming year. I mean, it's nothing I can really complain about, and I shouldn't complain about it. But and I'm not even complaining about it. I'm just stating the fact that yeah, I went crazy. That's what happened.
So 2015, is it going to be a slower year for you? Or are you going to keep the pace and continue to work on new music as well as doing these shows and promoting your previous album?
Well, I don't think that it's going to be slower so much as it's just going to be a little different. I'm taking a month on, month off sort of structure when it comes to touring, and the months off I'm working on material, and already like I'm going to be playing an entirely new set by August. Of new material, so at least that's what's on the schedule. So yeah, we're kind of working on that.
Sounds exciting. OwenPalletteternal.com. You can find online all kinds of information and all kinds of music from this great artist. We're going to play something from In Conflict right now. Owen, thanks very much for taking the time, and best of luck with 2015.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to coming out to New Brunswick again.
Yes, we're excited to have you. And again, of course, if you're if you want to go check out Owen's show, head on over to the Shivering Songs website. That's happening, festival happening in Fredericton, New Brunswick. And if you miss out on it, well, make sure you get your tickets for next year, and make sure you check Owen Pallett out at one of his other great venues that he'll be doing when he's on tour over the next few weeks. Here it is right now from In Conflict, a song for you from Owen Pallett's latest, and more of the charts on the way as well. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Across the overpass, it starts to rain. We leave my father's house enveloped in flames. Love, and where were you to stop the fire? Unknown to satisfied, should only know desire. From the summer sun.
with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 15.
I know this for sure.
Number 14.
Everyone's a favor, everyone's a foe.
That was Song on the Radio, Amelia Curran, with her album They Promised You Mercy. We've heard that one quite a bit, and she's sitting at number 14, up from 15 the week before. And in before that, you heard Nothing Left from Death From Above, 1979. They're up to 15 from 18, making some movement around the charts. And we also heard a track, an Earshot Extra this week, from Owen Pallett's album In Conflict. You heard Infernal Fantasy, and remember, he's playing at the Shivering Songs Festival. Thanks very much to Owen Pallett for catching up with us and telling us a little bit about what he's got in the works for 2015. Bet you didn't know this as well, that Timber Tambor, although having a very successful year, they're not keeping quiet in 2015. They are kicking it off, or ushering in 2015, by revisiting their one of their most highlighted moments of 2014, and that is their magical performance, May 23rd performance at the storied Massey Hall. The inaugural edition of the Live at Massey Hall concert film, which they're putting out, is a series, and it was recorded by Toronto filmmaker Mitch Fillion and is available to watch online today, courtesy of Massey Hall in association with Sirius XM Canada. So check that out, Live at Massey Hall with Timber Tambor. If you're a fan of the band, you can check that out right now. And they have a host of U.S. dates, tour dates coming up, that if you're going to be in the U.S., you should check those out. We've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we're kicking it all off with one that's new to your ears, and that is the Barr Brothers. They're up to 13 from 21 last week. You're going to hear a song called Even the Darkness in His Arms, and their album is called Sleeping Operator. Here is Even the Darkness in His Arms, the Barr Brothers, number 13 this week on the Earshot 20.
Have you too, and I light in the window to pass the night through.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
The disengagement of the bubbles hypnotizing. Stay below until we cross, the beast is rising. We like to talk about the past. We like to talk about the past. We talk about the past like it's the strangest dream. We repeat the things we never dreamed we'd do. Understand that sometimes we almost dance with fuckery, but everybody's pissing in the well of our suffering. I wanna breathe in all the ashes books they tried to burn. Wanna feel the pages in my skin and understand the words. Castrate fiction, call it circumstance. They say our wanderings are dangerous. All she wants to do is dance. Dance. Question. Show a theater of opinions, a chorus of flack, theater of the pack. You can hear the shaky timbre, the voice is most alone. Yeah, it's easier to sing within the crowd. Those who pretend to believe hardest might actually begin to. The nature of the bliss, the warmth of ignorance gives in. Breathe in all the ashes books they tried to burn. I wanna taste resilience on my tongue, love beyond concern.
Shot 20. Number 11.
As the shield.
And that was one of two debuts on the charts this week. At number 11, the fifth solo album from Animal Collective founding member Noah Lennox. We heard from it last week as Stephen Karlik's Song Pick of the Week. And you just heard from the album again, the album called Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper and a song called Acid Wash. And before that was the other debut for this week. And that is at number 12, the fourth album from the Vancouver-based indie folk singer-songwriter and first incorporating his long-term backing band in the title. Of course, I'm talking about Dan Mangan and Blacksmiths. And you heard from the album titled Club Meds and a song called Mouthpiece. And in before that, kicking off that set of three, the final set of three for this hour of the program was the Barr Brothers with the album called Sleeping Operator. You heard a song called Even the Darkness in His Arms, and they're sitting at number 13, up from 21 the week before. And if you are a Dan Mangan and Blacksmiths fan, you're going to want to know about this show. The Vancouver band performs in Fredericton on February 19th at the Fredericton Playhouse with label mate Hayden and Calgary's Astral Swans. You can check out the tour dates on their website, but it is a much anticipated show and they are fresh off the release of Club Med. So check that show out with Dan Mangan and the Blacksmiths February 19th at the Fredericton Playhouse in New Brunswick, and also all kinds of other tour dates. Check them out online. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, normally joined by Brian Cleveland. He's off this week, and we do this countdown every week from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick, where this show is broadcast and recorded. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for carrying this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radio4all.net or if you podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around, all kinds more are coming up in the second hour of the program. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.